Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
ES Audio.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm Rochelle Travis, and this is The Leader. A piece of Earth's history has just been found. Scientists have discovered the preserved leg of a dinosaur thought to have been killed on the same day a giant asteroid slammed into Earth and wiped them out. Despite being around 66 million years old, the fossil has been so perfectly preserved that it even has skin. It was found at a site in Tanis, North Dakota, 3,000 kilometres away from the asteroid impact site in the Gulf of Mexico. It's one of a number of impressive finds unearthed at the location. Here to tell us more is Professor Paul Barrett, dinosaur specialist from the Natural History Museum in London.
So we're looking at a site in North Dakota in the USA, which seems to capture the events that were happening around the day that the asteroid struck the Earth that wiped out the dinosaurs. And this particular site has got lots of different fossils coming out of it, including the remains of dinosaurs, fish, flying reptiles, mammals, and plants. And it seems to have been formed as a result of a massive series of floods that were triggered by the asteroid hitting. The dinosaur fossil that we're talking about is the leg of a dinosaur. It's a type of dinosaur called Thessalosaurus. And Thessalosaurus was a fairly small dinosaur, about 3 or 4 meters long. It walked on its hind legs only. It was a herbivore. It's known from lots of fossils from across North America. But what makes this one special is that it actually looks almost as fresh as the day that the animal would have died. The bones are still in their natural positions to each other. So the knee is kind of bent a little bit and it's a little bit bent at the ankle. And the whole thing is covered in a very beautiful set of scales with the skin surrounding the entire leg. It looks just like the animal had simply had its leg pulled off of it just before it was buried and fossilized.
How unusual is it for a fossil like this to be so well preserved?
It's pretty unusual. Dinosaur fossils are not uncommon, but finding ones that are still with the bones in their natural positions and covered in so much skin is moderately unusual. And so finding one in this really good state, even if we found it anywhere else, it would still be an interesting and exciting find.
Paul, you've actually seen the fossil. What was it like to see in person?
It was really amazing to see this dinosaur leg in person. It's one of the most beautiful bits of skin preservation of any dinosaur I've ever seen. And it looks so fresh. It just looked like the animal had died yesterday. And you're just looking at this kind of giant turkey leg or chicken leg that was just lying there and almost in a state that you could imagine dissecting it.
Put this into context for us. How significant is this discovery and what can it tell us?
So the scientists that are working here think that this is really exciting because not only is it a beautiful dinosaur fossil, but it seems to have been found at exactly the right moment in time to have been the first dinosaur that we know about that might have died as a direct result of the meteorite impact. So the layer of rock that this dinosaur fossil was found in is all jumbled up. It looks like it was formed by a very chaotic major flood event. And it's been suggested that this flood was caused by seismic vibrations caused by the asteroid hitting many hundreds of miles away in what's now in the coast of Mexico. So the scenario is the asteroid comes in, strikes the Earth. It sets off a huge number of shock waves. Those shock waves travel over the land surface. And when they reach North Dakota, they're still strong enough that they cause the river to slosh around and spill its banks and to pull animals and plants in from the banks and muddy them up and get them all chaotically mixed together in this deposit that seems to reflect the immediate aftermath of the asteroid hitting. And this dinosaur leg is deposited in this unbelievably chaotic, tumbled series of rocks. And as a result, they're suggesting it might have died directly as a result of the after effects of the asteroid impact.
There've been a number of significant findings at this particular site. Can you tell us a bit more about some of the other discoveries made in Tanis?
There are lots of other discoveries. The first thing that they mentioned was some of the fish. So the fish fossils that they have there, when you look in detail at their gills are actually stuffed full of little tiny bits of melted rock. And those melted rock is bits of melted rock are almost certainly rained down on this area after they've been whooshed up into the atmosphere by the impacts of the asteroid a few hundred kilometers away. So this is one of the bits of evidence that we're looking at the day that the asteroid hit because of these little bits of melted rock that are alongside the fossils. In addition, there's also an egg of a flying reptile, and these are incredibly rare. There are only about three or four known from anywhere else in the world. So that's telling us something about how flying reptiles laid eggs and developed their young. And alongside that, there are lots of plant fossils, there are fossils of mammals and the other kinds of animals that were alive at this time. So it's a whole ecosystem that's preserved in this layer of rock at the moment when this major disaster happened.
Why do you think there are so many fossils around this particular site?
I think it just comes down to luck. It's finding the right piece of the right rock layers of the right age and just being there to see it. So I wouldn't be surprised if other similar sites are found in years to come. It just happens to be that this one in North Dakota is the first one that does seem to capture this event in this way.
The BBC has spent 3 years filming at Tanis for a show narrated by Sir David Attenborough, which is out in a few weeks. You took part in the show. What can you tell us about it?
So the forthcoming documentary is basically a summary of the work that the team that's working at Tanis has done so far, including some of the excavations they've been doing to dig up dinosaurs and these other animals, some of the work on the geology they're doing to pin down the exact time that this deposit was laid and to link it to the asteroid impact. And during the documentary, you get to see an awful lot of the fossils that they've found so far.
And finally, does this finding give you hope that there might be more fossils of this age and quality potentially out there?
Well, we've been looking for sites like this for a very long time that will actually capture those very last days or hours of the age of the dinosaurs. So it's really good to finally get one of these windows onto what was happening in that period. It wouldn't surprise me if we start to find other similar sites now people know what to look for. And also, there might be ones in other parts of the world. There's been a lot of work done on dinosaur extinction in the USA and in Canada, but less in other bits of the world. And now we know that there are some sites in places like Spain and Argentina and China that might have been laid down about the same time. So we could get some surprises from elsewhere.
And that's it from The Leader. This podcast is back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.